The former Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has weighed into the leadership crisis engulfing the ABC. He's in New York, where he distanced himself from reports that his government pressured the chairman of the ABC, Justin Milne, to fire two senior ABC journalists. Yesterday, that report emerged, how the chairman allegedly urged the former ABC managing director, Michelle Guthrie, to sack senior economics correspondent Emma Alberici. "Get rid of her," was the quote in the email. This morning, there are reports that the ABC chairman also urged the managing director, Michelle Guthrie, to remove Andrew Probyn as political editor because, quote, the PM hates him. But speaking from New York overnight, Malcolm Turnbull said he only ever raised concerns over accuracy.
"The bottom line is I've never called for anybody to be fired, but my concerns as a former PM, but also as a former journalist, my concern has always been about the accuracy and partiality of news and current affairs reporting on it."
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull speaking in New York overnight. Well, we're joined now by the Labor leader in the Senate and Shadow Foreign Minister Penny Wong. Senator Wong, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Good to be with you.
You heard Malcolm Turnbull there speaking overnight, insisting he's never called for anyone to be fired. His only complaints were about impartiality and accuracy. Does that reassure you about the independence, the political independence of the ABC?
Well, I don't think the public can be reassured at all about what's been going on. And whatever Mr. Turnbull says, if these allegations are true, it appears after that conversation, the chairman of the ABC, after meeting with the Prime Minister of Australia and the responsible Liberal Minister, has sought that a journo be sacked. Now, these are the actions of a tin pot dictatorship. These are not the actions of the Australian democracy. It's also, you know, you mentioned the email in relation to Ms. Alberici. I'd make the point, I think it was in that communication that it's alleged to have been said that some public funding was linked to this decision. Now, I mean, this is extraordinary that a Liberal government might actually be demanding tame reporting in order to ensure proper funding of the ABC, which, of course, as you know, despite promising to the contrary, they have cut by hundreds of millions of dollars.
Can I play you another grab from Malcolm Turnbull speaking overnight? Let's just listen to this.
"Everybody is entitled to express their views about the ABC, and ministers do, prime ministers do and have done always. That's very important. The ABC engages with government. But I want to be very clear that the ABC is independent."
So that comment there, everybody's entitled to express their views, including prime ministers. Is that fair enough? And was the prime minister just expressing his view? It's up to how the chairman interpreted that? Do you think that's what's going on here?
Well, look, we weren't in the room. But what we can see is, as I said, if the allegations are correct, what was communicated afterwards. And this goes beyond a complaint about accuracy. This goes to the chairman of the board demanding after this meeting that a reporter be moved on, that a reporter be sacked. I mean, that is treating the public broadcaster really as a propaganda outlet. Now, I understand that the coalition, so many of them hate the ABC. I understand they were happy to cut it. I understand that the Prime Minister, former Prime Minister, the current Minister have spent an enormous amount of time complaining about the ABC. But this really goes to a principle of the Australian democracy. This is a public broadcaster. It exists to serve the public, not the government of the day, and we must all be standing firm for the principle of independence. Now, there are times the ABC reports things I don't agree with. But I really
do. You complain? Do you make official complaints?
I don't think I've ever made an official complaint, but this is about people who control the purse strings, linking this to funding. And it is about the Prime Minister, allegedly, a Liberal Prime Minister, if the email is to be believed, the reporting is correct, suggesting that a reporter should be sacked.
Now, Malcolm Turnbull, as we've heard, has denied that. It wouldn't be the first time a chairman or an MD second-guesses the wishes, I suppose, of their financial backers to keep them happy and keep the purse strings open. Do you think that's what's gone on here? Malcolm Turnbull says he hasn't called for anyone to be sacked. We don't know that they were demanding tame reporting, but everything we're reading coming from the chairman seems to be suggesting that's how he's interpreting it and passing that pressure on.
Correct. That is precisely the case. And what I'd say is this demonstrates why Mr. Milne must front up. We intend to establish a Senate inquiry to get to the bottom of this. We think the public demand it. You know, it is the expectation of the Australian people. Mr. Milne can't sit back and allow these sorts of deeply serious allegations to go unanswered. He should front the Senate inquiry and he should front the public and he should tell the truth.
Bill Shorten has said the position of the chairman is untenable. Is that Labor's view?
I think certainly if he is unable to front the media or front the Senate inquiry and tell the truth and allay people's fears, I think his position is untenable.
The Senate isn't sitting, I think, again for another 2.5 weeks. It'll be 3 weeks before we get a Senate inquiry, if we got one. Is the chairman's position tenable for that time?
Well, I think he needs to make a public response today. Because the allegations are so serious and they do go to the credibility, his own credibility, but they also go to the legislative and political requirements of the board of the ABC. I mean, the actions which are suggested are inconsistent with the charter of the ABC, they're inconsistent with public expectation, and they need to be responded to.
The Prime Minister has ordered that the Communications Department conduct an inquiry into all of this. Are you prepared to wait for the results of that inquiry before moving to establish any kind of Senate inquiry?
No, we are not.
Why not?
And I think Michelle Rowland was very clear about that yesterday. We do not have faith in this government to be open and transparent when it comes to public institutions such as the ABC.
Do you have faith in the department to be open and transparent?
They serve the government of the day, and I think this government has demonstrated his willingness to politicise too many matters. We've seen, frankly, highly politicised appointments to the Treasury. Whatever people's view about the relevant public servants, I don't think that the Australian people, and certainly the Labor Party, doesn't have faith that this government will not make this inquiry a whitewash at a political level. So I think we need a public inquiry.
We heard there from Corey Bernardi on AM, he's not interested in a Senate inquiry at least before we hear the results of an internal inquiry. But if you get your Senate inquiry, what would be the terms of it? What would be the brief of it?
Well, I think the public are entitled to know what's gone on. The public are entitled to know whether members of the board, including the chairman, whether members of the government, including the former Prime Minister and the current Minister, are behaving in ways that are inconsistent with the ABC's charter, with the principles of independence, and frankly, its role as a public broadcaster. And I want to keep saying that. The ABC serves the public. It does not serve any politician.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Penny Wong, Senator Penny Wong. She's the Leader of the Opposition in the Senate. She's also Shadow of Foreign Affairs Minister. Penny Wong, can I just turn briefly to your portfolio for a moment? The comments from Donald Trump to the UN General Assembly yesterday, where he rejected globalism and said the world should embrace patriotism over globalism. He also attacked China for what he calls an abusive trade relationship. Should Australia be worried about these kind of comments coming from our key ally?
Both parties of government, I think, have expressed concern about the way in which the current US administration is dealing with the world trading arrangements. We have a very strong interest, Australia, given our size and given our reliance on trade, in trading arrangements which are open, transparent and fair. So those concerns have been expressed. But more broadly, the issue of globalism, can I make this point? We do better when we work together. We do better when we work together to address those sorts of problems which no one country can address. So the Labor Party has always been committed to multilateralism. Obviously, it's not perfect, but it is a far better approach to ensure that the world works together than works in competition.
And just briefly, can I get your response to more comments from Donald Trump overnight? He's alleging Chinese interference in the midterm elections in November. From your political vantage point here in Australia, does that gel with some concerns that have been expressed over the last year of Chinese intervention or influence seeking in political parties here?
Oh, look, I mean, there's been a lot of commentary over the last year about Australia. There's been a lot of commentary over the last, since the last election in the US as well about the potential for foreign interference. I think the principle is what is important. I mean, we don't want any foreign interference or influence in our democratic processes, and we should have our legislative and regulatory framework established to ensure that it doesn't occur. That's why we passed the legislation that I think you and I discussed previously about foreign interference and foreign influence, and that's why the government should press ahead with banning foreign donations, which as yet they have not done.
Penny Wong, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Senator Penny Wong, Labor leader in the Senate and Shadow Foreign Minister. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 13 minutes to 8.